From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria Wednesday that killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. Jan Eglin, an advisor to the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, spoke to reporters in Brussels.
Five schools attacked in a week in Dara, in Aleppo, east and west, in Idlib, and in Duma today.
Observers say warplanes carried out six strikes Wednesday on a village in rebel-held Idlib. They are blaming either the Syrian or Russian governments for the attacks. The military from Russia says the claims about the airstrike are a sham and says its planes did not fly over the area the previous day. As government-aligned forces move to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group, witnesses are reporting abuse of civilians. They are reporting that Islamic State fighters are taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields. China's Communist Party has elevated President Xi Jinping's status to core leader, putting him on a par with former Chinese leaders Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping. A lengthy communique released following a four-day Communist Party meeting in Beijing called on all members to unite around the party leadership, with quoting now Comrade Xi Jinping as the core. Final demolition work began at the jungle refugee shelter in Calais, France, Thursday after authorities declared the camp empty. Workers used large equipment to tear down shelters. This is VOA News. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. A scary moment for Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence. His plane had a rough landing at a New York airport and slid off the runway. No one was hurt. First Lady Michelle Obama campaigned Thursday with Democrat Hillary Clinton. The two held a rally at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, one of the key electoral states.
Seriously, is there anyone more inspiring than Michelle Obama? And maybe it's especially meaningful to me because I do know something about being First Lady.
Republican Donald Trump Thursday slammed President Barack Obama's health care plan.
Obamacare, it is really, and you know this, it's a catastrophic event for Ohio workers and is making it impossible for many parents to pay their bills, support their families, or get quality medical care to their children.
The latest opinion poll average compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton with a 5.8% lead over Republican Trump nationwide. Protesters fought with police in the state of North Dakota Thursday at a site where activists have been trying for months to block construction of an oil pipeline. The Dakota Access Pipeline is said to encroach on Indian land. The European Union and a group of 24 nations have reached an agreement on establishing a marine protected area in the Ross Sea near Antarctica. The agreement was reached Friday at a meeting in Australia. It comes after years of talks and diplomatic wrangling. Under the agreement, there will be a blanket ban on commercial fishing in about three-quarters of the nearly 1.6 million square kilometers of ocean covered under the pact. Belgian politicians reached an agreement Thursday to support a free trade agreement between the European Union and Canada. They managed to overcome opposition from the Wallonia region in Belgium, paving the way for the signing of an agreement within days. Wallonia agreed to support the transatlantic trade deal after guarantees were provided for farmers and on a corporate dispute settlement system. The Turkish government has ordered the detention of 73 Air Force pilots, alleging they were part of a failed coup in July. A prosecutor's office says two of them are colonels and the rest are lieutenants in Turkey's Air Force. Ethiopian troops, who have been fighting al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, have vacated a series of military bases. That is sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize the country. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.